I'm Lynn Scherr here with Todd Zwillick, and you've heard the news. Revised second quarter GDP numbers are out just about a half hour ago. They are not great. Economic growth was cut sharply to 1.6% in the second quarter. Joining us now is Charlie Herman, the Takeaway and WNYC's business and economics editor. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Lynn.
So how disappointing are these numbers?
Well, in some aspects, they're a little bit better than expected. They dropped to 1.6% for the second quarter of this year, but a lot of economists and analysts had been expecting 1.4%. So it's a little bit better than expected. So since it's in line with what people expected, the stock market, the futures are actually trading up right now. And really, a lot of the attention now is turning to the Federal Reserve chairman, who's giving the speech today and what he's going to say.
Out in Jackson Hole. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's just talk for a second about perception. You said, so people don't think it's that bad because whatever. Is this whole thing about perceptions and what we feel is going on?
A lot of it really is about perception. It's funny when you think about what happened during the initial stock market crash about 2 years ago, a lot of it was perception and the worry that things were getting worse or that we were sort of in this uncontrolled roller coaster that was dropping. And since people were worried, they all started fleeing the stock market, and that made perception a reality. So I think we're back in this kind of...
We're doing it to ourselves?
In some aspects, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of these questions about, is a double dip happening? Will we hit a double dip?
Let's redefine double dip recession for our listeners.
The idea being that we fell into a recession, the economy had negative growth for a while. Now we've seen positive growth, and we're dropping back down. So like a roller coaster, we drop down, we're climbing back up, and the question is, are we flat, or do we drop down again? That would be this double dip.
And of course, we spoke earlier to Mike Munger, a Duke economist, who said flat is the new down.
Well, you know, and I think what's interesting about that is if we're flat for a while, that means the economy is still growing. It's just not growing as fast as many people would like.
What do we need?
Well, we need probably more than 3% GDP, gross domestic product, to really start seeing unemployment come down. If it stays, you know, 1.5 to 2.5, that's not that great. And one of the concerns here is that's not a great growth, but people are really eager and anxious to get growth going right now, that no one really has the patience to sort of see whether or not the economy is slowly recovering after what was really a catastrophic drop-off.
But Charlie, all the experts, I don't know about if you're one of them, but all the experts and journalists that I've been listening to have been saying all along that we're going to see a slower recovery in this recession, this super recession, this great recession, than we have in other recessions. So why the disparity, why the dissonance in the expectation game? Why was it estimated at 2.4 in the first place so that 1.6 is now a disappointment and we're talking about double dip this morning?
Well, part of it was the first series of numbers. Is that it takes a while for the government to crunch through all the numbers. So they come out with three reports about the GDP. The first one we got a month ago for the second quarter showed 2.4%. Then when more numbers started coming in, we got a better sense of how things were looking. Economists revised the number downwards. So we'll have one final one at the end of September, and that'll really give us a sense of where the economy's at. And it's quite possible new information will come in, and economists 2-3 weeks from now will be sitting here having a conversation about, whoa, the second quarter did a lot better than we expected.
I'm going to say something very unjournalistic here, which is it seems like we could almost use, instead of a system that tells us what's really going on, if we had some way to digest it through a system that tells us what we need to hear to get things going
again. Yeah, that
would be
called a Ouija board.
Let's talk about what we are going to hear today.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think one of the things is we're in this environment now where every bit of data that comes out, especially about the economy, we want to analyze and hold up and look at.
We're desperate.
And so I think that adds to this eagerness in a Twitter world of, tell me what it is right now and I want it better and
instant gratification. Okay, we're going to get slightly instant gratification when Ben Bernanke, the chair of the Fed, speaks in Jackson Hole this afternoon. What do you expect, Charlie, to hear from him?
Well, I think he's going to be realistic about the economic situation right now. And in that realism, acknowledge that the economy is not growing as fast as had been hoped for, but will also stress that the economy is still growing. I think he's going to try and be optimistic and in some way or other be forceful about the fact that the Federal Reserve is still watching what's going on. The Federal Reserve is still there. There are still things that it can do. And it really come out forcefully on that, because I think that's what at least Wall Street wants to hear, that the Fed's paying attention. Because if you look at Congress and the White House, there's this sense of impasse that they won't be able to do anything, especially going into the election. The Fed may be the only game in town, and they really want the sense that you know, this speech of his, while one speech can't solve the economy, really reinforces that the Fed is standing guard.
And what, aside from what another guest pointed out, would be printing money, what exactly can the Fed do?
Well, printing money is a big one. I mean, if they just flood the economy with money, that could theoretically get things going again. Yes, there is a risk of deflation, but if he comes out and basically says, look, we'll print the money necessary to get the economy going and at the same time pay attention to this issue of inflation, you know, that's definitely one area where he can focus on. They can also, through the messages that they communicate to the market, talk about this low interest rate that's practically at zero. They could basically communicate, we'll keep it there for as long as possible, or, you know, extreme amounts of time. That tells investors, maybe not the average Main Street person, but it tells investors on Wall Street that the Federal Reserve will try and keep money in the system and try and keep the financial system in such a shape that the banks and credit facilities will start lending. I mean, that, though, is the biggest problem, I think, is no matter what the Fed does for the banking industry and the financial sector and trying to put money out there, if banks don't want to lend and if people don't feel confident to try and get a loan because unemployment's high, the Federal Reserve can't force people to buy money or get money or banks to lend money.
Well, that was my question. Does, if he comes out and says we're going to keep interest rates low and keep them low for a while, in terms of consumers, people like you and me, is that a strong signal to go ahead and buy that home if you're a home shopper? Is there, you know, would that really spur the home market? You reported those bad numbers just the other day.
I really think that the issue there is that unemployment has to come down. I mean, interest rates for mortgages.
It's all about jobs.
It's all about jobs. Right. I mean, the interest rates are at record lows right now. I think if people felt more confident, and we actually will get an important consumer confidence report in about an hour or so. If people felt more confident, I think they try and go out and take advantage of those loans. But when they see unemployment sticking at 9.5% and they're hearing signs, are we approaching a double dip? I think there's a worry of why would I try and get a mortgage now if I'm not sure that I'll keep my job, or if my wages could get cut, or there's deflation. I keep hearing about these worrying signs. It's that going back to that perception problem.
So just curious in terms of terminology, if it goes down and then comes up and then goes down again, is that a triple dip?
You know, the thing is, in the end, it's a recession.
It's a recession
until it's steady growth.
Thank you, Charlie Herman,
you.
Giving great clarity to a very muddled situation. Charlie Takeaway and WNYC Business and Economics Editor.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.